This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. The headlines: Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Election Commission orders special summary revision of photo electoral rolls for the 26th Koridang Assembly constituency in Nagaland for by-election. Intensified pulse polio immunization program in Tripura achieves 101% success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share the thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program and Akashvani today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. The three-day conference, which began on the 26th of this month, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, the conference serves as a forum where centre and state collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise the country's human capital potential. Special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports and extracurricular activities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has called for establishing a common anti-terrorism squad structure across the country and directed state directors, generals of police, to implement it at the earliest. He said common ATS structure for the police in the entire country provides an opportunity to uniform preparation to counter terror attacks at every level. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day anti-terrorism conference 2025 organized by National Investigation Agency in New Delhi. The Election Commission of India has ordered a special summary revision of the photo electoral rolls for the 26th Koridang Assembly constituency and the Mukokchung district in Nagaland with the 1st of January 2026 as the qualifying date in view of the upcoming by-election. The 26th Koridang Assembly constituency fell vacant following the demise of sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchen on the 11th November this year. Nagaland's Chief Electoral Officer Bhagya Sri Banayad informed that the final publication of the electoral roll will be carried out on 7th of February 2026. She stated that the renalization of polling stations will be completed by the 29th of this month and the integrated draft electoral roll will be published on 3rd January 2026. The period for filing claims and objections has been fixed from 3rd January to 24th January 2026. North Shillong MLA Adelbert Nongrum distributed financial assistance totaling 10.76 lakh rupees to youths, educational institutions, youth organizations and persons with disabilities under various government welfare schemes. The assistance was given under the Chief Minister's Special Development Fund, Chief Minister's Special Urban Development Fund and Intensive Sports and Youth Development Program. A large part of the fund was provided to individual beneficiaries to help them become self-reliant. To support youth entrepreneurship, financial assistance was also given to seven individuals to start small businesses. The Meghalaya unit of the Bharatiya Janata Party has strongly condemned recent incidents which it said had vitiated the spirit of the Christmas season and demanded strictest punishment for perpetrators behind the acts of hate. BJP chief spokesperson Maria Hom Karkarang highlighted the inclusive nature of Christmas, noting that the festival holds a special place in the hearts of all Indians, irrespective of caste, creed or religion. The BJP leader also criticised attempts to politicise such incidents, pointing out that the Prime Minister and senior party leaders regularly participate in Christmas services, including this year. The My Bharat organised an awareness and capacity building programme under the initiative Workshops on Flagship Schemes at Kaputang Government Polytechnic in Pakyong District of Sikkim yesterday. The program intended to inform youth and members of local communities about various centrally sponsored flagship schemes and to facilitate their understanding of procedures for assessing benefits. Mangal Dhakar, Deputy Director, Ministry of Sports and Youth Affairs, My Bharat Gangtok, discussed the role of young people in community-based implementation and outreach. President's Medal Awardee and National Service Scheme Program Officer Arjun Pradhan shared perspectives on youth participation, volunteerism and community service based on his field experience. The intensified polio pulse polio immunization program, organized across Tripura from 21st to 24th of this month, has achieved 101% rate success. This information was conveyed in a statement from the National Health Mission and the Department of Health and Welfare of Tripura, a target of vaccinating 3,40,874 children was set for Tripura on National Immunization Day. In this campaign, a total of 3,43,698 children in the state were given polio doses. The Kailash Shahar Police in Tripura intercepted a vehicle yesterday and seized 3,060 bottles of foreign liquor being transported for smuggling. The vehicle, which was travelling from Dharmanagar, was detained and two individuals on board were arrested. In a separate operation, Teliamaru police conducted a special raid and recovered four abandoned bags filled with dry cannabis from a forest. Jayanta Kumar Day, the officer in charge of Teliamaru police station, stated that anti-narcotics drives will be intensified to identify and prosecute those involved in illegal trade. The Indigenous Youth Federation of Arunachal, All Papumpare Indigenous Youth Organization and All Nishi Youth Organization held a mass torch rally in Itanagar yesterday, demanding immediate cancellation of alleged illegal constructions of Jama Masjid and madrasas within the Twin Capital Complex. They also demanded identification and immediate removal of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants from Itanagar and Naharlagun. At the same time, the organizations have called for official recognition of two legal Jama Masjids within the Twin Capital City, stating that such recognition should be in accordance with the existing laws and regulations. A previously unknown fungus has been discovered in the bamboo forest around Mausandram, adding a new species and even a new genus to the scientific records from Meghalaya. The fungus named Paracinemelisia khasiana, after the Khasi Hills, was found growing on decaying bamboo clumps during a field survey in July 2017. Meghalaya's high rainfall, humidity and dense bamboo cover create ideal conditions for such specialized fungi to thrive. The first ever Donyi Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust annual Gurukul Meet was organized at Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh. The two-day meet brought together students, mentors and well-wishers from all Gurukuls. Students participated in competitions such as sports, literature, traditional chanting, yoga and other activities. The trust is currently running four residential Gurukuls and has 424 students. These Gurukuls provide quality NCERT-based education and imparting traditional knowledge, cultural values and spiritual practices to the Tani tribes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The mortal remains of the late MLA and Speaker of Tripura Legislative Assembly, Biswa Bandhu Day Sen, arrived at Agartala Airport yesterday. Cabinet Minister Sushanta Chaudhary, MLA Bhagwan Das and others were present at the airport. A procession carried Biswa Bandhu Sen's body from the airport to the Legislative Assembly. There, Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu and Chief Minister Manik Saha, along with many dignitaries, paid their respects by offering flowers to his mortal remains. Later, his body was taken to the state BJP office. There, party workers and supporters paid their last respects. After that, his funeral procession departed from Dharmanagar. Before we close, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Election Commission orders special summary revision of photo electoral rolls for the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency in Nagaland for by-election. Intensified pulse polio immunization program in Tripura achieves 101% success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.